Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Gemara will be beginning from the second line from the top of Daf Lamed. We have a Tanaic source, and we're continuing in the general scheme of Yayin Nesech, the prohibition of benefiting from wine that's produced by idol worshippers. As we go on in the Gemara, we'll be exposed to many details surrounding the topic of Yayin Nesech, and eventually encounter some other topics related to wine. So the Tanaic source that is seen at the second line from the top says, Tanu Rabbanan, Yayin Mevushal, Ve'aloitis, Shel Oivdei Kechavim Asurin. Yayin Mevushal is wine that has been boiled up, and aloitis, the Gemara will discuss what that is, but if it comes from idol worshippers, asurin, it's there forbidden. Aloitis kibriyasa muteris. However, aloitis, which is a wine-related substance, which we'll see as we mentioned in a little while, aloitis kibriyasa, though, is allowed. What is that? So the Rashi says, aloitis kibriyasa, on the second line, sheloi hoya yayin mitchila biyad oive kichavim. The aloitis was not in wine form in the possession of the idol worshipper. Elo lokha asuya miyad Yisrael. Rather, he bought prepared aloitis from a Jew. In other words, it's not aloitis that was prepared by the idol worshipper, whereby he had wine, which is one of the ingredients, by itself. But rather, he bought, in the event that he bought prepared aloitis from a Jew, then it's okay. V'ezo hi alotis. What is alotis? Kedisanya by Gabi Shabbos, as is taught in the following Tanaic source that surrounds Hilchas Shabbos. Now this source has to do with the general problem of preparing medicines and taking medicines on Shabbos. Then notice the area of things that are lirifua are not allowed on Shabbos. So we have the following source. It says, Oisin anomalin v'ein oisin aloitis. One is allowed to prepare anomalin, but one is not allowed to prepare aloitis. V'ezuhi anomalin v'ezuhi aloitis. What are these things? Anomalin equals yayin udvash upilpulin. It's a combination of wine, honey, and pilpulin, sometimes translated as pepper. Aloitis is yayin yoshan, umayim tzlulin, v'afar simon. These are the three ingredients. You see wine, water, and afar simon. The avdi lebei masuta lemekar. This is prepared for the benefit of a person that came out of a bathhouse and he needs to cool off. That's the purpose of the aloitis. And since it has this we'll call it medicinal aspect to it, in other words, Rashi calls it lirafua. Rashi on the first narrow line says lirafua, litztanein. It's of a healthful nature in order to cool off from exiting a bathhouse. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's not allowed to be prepared. For our purposes, though, we're dealing with the issue of Yayin Nesech, so you see that in the ingredients that form the aloitis, wine is one of the ingredients. And hence, if a goy, if an idol worshipper, buys prepared aloitis, then there's no problem as far as the Yayin Nesech element. But if the idol worshipper himself prepares the aloitis, so there will be a problem because one of the ingredients is wine, and he will have rendered it unfit by pouring some of it out to his Avodah Zorah. Rabo v'Rav Yosef, the Amichur Vayu, Yayin Mozuk, diluted wine, Ein Boi Mishum Gilui. Gilui is a new topic for as far as our discussion is concerned. This has to do with certain types of beverages left exposed, uncovered, whereby there's a fear, or sometimes no fear, but the fear may exist of a snake drinking from that beverage. And if the snake drinks from the beverage, there's a fear that some of his venom would be deposited in there, and someone comes along and drinks it, he is endangering himself. What the Gemara just told us is that if it's diluted wine, there is no problem of gilui. Gilui literally means exposure, but practically speaking, it means that snakes would not drink from diluted wine. Yayin mevushal, ein bo mishum nisuch. And cooked wine, there is no problem of nisuch. In other words, an idol worshiper that was in possession of cooked wine, he would not use it in service of his idol. We now encounter a new geometric form. Before we go further in the Gemara, let's take advantage of some of our added features. We have in the outside margin a nosei haklali. That means the general topic. This will describe the topics the Gemara will deal with till daf lamed aleph omen beis, as we've indicated in parentheses. Yayin galui v'nisuch. We're talking about wine left unexposed, and the consideration that gilui is a healthful consideration, and nisuch is a religious consideration, we will say. And we'll deal with mevushal and mazuk, the cooked wine and diluted wine. The next heading we have is nosei mivneh, the structural, the topical introduction and the structural note. We have a house form featured, and this represents two questions. Pamayim nishal, yayin mevushal, I yesh bo mishum gilui. Twice the Gemara will raise the question of, does cooked wine have a problem of being left exposed? Up till this point, as far as gilui is concerned, the Gemara said that yayin mozug, diluted wine, there is no problem of gilui. What about the yayin mevushal? So ibaya laho, the Gemara asks, yayin mevushal, the cooked wine, yesh bo mishum gilui oy ein bo mishum gilui, would a snake drink from cooked wine or not? Toshma, heyed Rabbi Yankov bar Idi al yayin mevushal she'ein bo mishum gilui. Rabbi Yankov bar Idi testifies that yayin mevushal, cooked wine, has no problem if left exposed. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmoel cholash, he took ill, and ol legabe Rabbi Yishmoel ben Zirud v'rabonon l'shebe. These people, Rabbi Yishmoel and the Rabbanan, came to Lishule Bay, means to do Bikur Cholim, is literally to ask after him. Yasvi v'komabaya leho, they sat and the question was asked. Yayin mevushal, yesh bo mishum gilui o ein bo mishum gilui? Does cooked wine have a problem of being left exposed or not? Amar lehu Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud, hachi amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish mishum gavah rabba. Thusly says Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, in the name of a great man, Umanu, and who's the great man that Reish Lakish was quoting? Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia was that great man. Yayin mevushal, ein bo mishum gilui. The yayin mevushal, the cooked wine, is not a problem if left unexposed. If left exposed. Amulei nismoch, so they asked him, can we rely on that psak? On that ruling, Machvilu Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmoel, Rabbi Yanai made some type of motion indicating, Olai v'altzavora, you can rely on me and on my neck, meaning you can certainly rely on that psak. We have a new geometric form, in this case a triangle, and this is explained. We have a trapezoid, that is, a trapezoid figure, and this is explained in the inside of the outside margin. Three meisim, three incidents, akshurim liyayin, that are associated with wine. One is concerns mevushal, wine that's mevushal. The second incident also concerns yayin that's mevushal. And the third incident describes something that's diluted. However, we're going to find through our markings, and we'll see in this introduction as well on the outside margin, how there is a connection between these three stories. you'll notice that the first two incidents involve Yain Mevushal, and the second and third incident involve an issue concerning Gilui. So let's turn to the Gemara. Shmuel v'Avlat. Avlat was an idol worshipper that was a very close friend of Shmuel's. Shmuel and Avlat, Havu Yasvi, they were seated. Aisu l'kamayu chamro mevashal. They were served cooked wine. Mashche v'yodei. Avlat withdrew his hand so as not to touch the wine, the yayin mevushal, and thereby rendering it apostle for Shmuel, unfit for Shmuel. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel said, you don't have to withdraw your hand. Hare Amru, Yayin Mevushal, Ein Bo Mishum, Yayin Nesech. That Yayin Mevushal is not affected by the Nisuch, which is something that, in general, an idol worshipper would passel the wine by touching it, and thereby classifying it as Yayin Nesech. However, says Shmuel, that if it's cooked, there's no problem of it becoming Yayin Nesech. Amsei the Rebbe Chia, the bondmaid or female servant of Rebbe Chia, igluye lo hahi hahu chamru mevashla. There was left exposed cooked wine. We'll note that the story just before, we have dashed underlined chamru mevashla, and likewise over here chamru mevashla, to create a sense of connection. Now there's a sense of contrast, because the first story involved Yayin Nesech and this story involves Gilui. So the bondmaid of Rebbe Chia had a problem of exposed wine, cooked wine. She had cooked wine that became exposed. That's Igluye Lo Ha'u Chamro Mevashlo. Asila Kameda Rebbe Chia. She brought her question to Rebbe Chia, Omar Lo, and Rebbe Chia said, Hare Omru, Yayin Mevushal Ein Bo Mishum Gilui, that cooked wine does not suffer if it's left exposed. So we see that the last two stories point in the direction that cooked wine is not affected by the goy touching it to make it Yayin Esech, nor is it affected if it were left exposed. Shame the Rav Ado Bar Ahava, the servant of Rav Ado, Igli Le Chamro Meziga, diluted wine was left exposed. And the question is it rendered unfit or not by the fear that a snake drank from it? Amale Hare Omru, Yain Mozug Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. It was said that diluted wine is not affected by Gilui, not affected by its being left exposed. Omar Rav Papa, Lo Amoron, Yain Mevushal is not affected by being left exposed. Lo Amoron, Elo, the Mozik Tuva. It's very diluted. Avol Mozik Veloz Mozik, if it's only partially diluted, then Shossi, then the snake would drink from it, and there would be a problem of Gilui. Question. Notice there's a long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, the kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line. All of these lines opposite this vertical dashed line will form the question. Umazig velo mazig mishasi. If something's partially diluted, will the serpent eat, drink from it? Vaha rabo baravuna. Avakazil ba'arbo. He was on a boat. Vavanokit chamro de'vade. He had wine with him on the boat. The Chazia Lahu Chivya, he saw a serpent in the water, the Tsori Vyasi, that was drawing close to the boat. Amalei Lashame. So Rabo Barahuna told his servant, Sami Ene Dedain, blind this one. In other words, keep the snake from harming us, blind it. The term blinded may be understood also to like ward it off. So what did the servant do? Shokil Koli Maya, he took a little bit, Koli is a little bit of water. Shoda Bay, he added the water to the wine. And threw it at the serpent. Visor lachore, and he withdrew. So we see from this that they don't like it. The Gemara rejects this as showing, as we thought we had a question, that we thought that if we had a question that if it were partially diluted, the creature would drink from it. Here we have an example of something that's partially diluted, and the creature ran away from it. So the Gemara answers, Achaya Moser Nafshe, on undiluted wine, the snake will risk its life, so to speak, to get it. Amaziga, on diluted wine, lo mosar nafshe, it won't risk its own life to get it. So as a result of that, even though ordinarily if the creature didn't feel a threat, it would have drunk the diluted wine, since the creature felt under threat, in this case it didn't drink the diluted wine. Question. This is another question. You'll see it's a long question, as is illustrated by the kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Ve'amezigo lo moser nafshe. And on diluted wine, are you saying it does not risk its life? Oh, Rabbi Yanai, Havibe Achburi. There are two versions to the names over here. One version is Rabbi Yanai was in this place, Be'achburi. The Amri Le Bar Hadaya Have Be'achburi. Another version is Bar Hadaya was there, Bar at Be'achburi. Havu Yasmi, they were seated. Vahavu Koshasu Chamra Meziga. They were drinking diluted wine. Pashlu Chamra Bakuva. There was some wine left over in the receptacle. Visolik Chamra Iluya Parvanka. Let's reread that. We're going to reread the Gemara from the third line of the wide lines. We said that there was another version has Bar Hadaya. They were in Ve'achburi. Havu Yasvi v'havu koshasu chamra meziga. They were drinking diluted wine. Poshluhu chamra bekuva. And some wine was left over in the receptacle. Vitsarunhi beparvanka, and they tied, sarunhi is they tied over it a covering, they tied this covering to cover this barrel or receptacle holding the leftover wine. Vichazialahu chivya, and a snake was seen, the shokil maya, veroma bakuva, the snake was adding water to the pouring it through the fabric covering of this barrel that we just described, and by adding the water, so the liquid contents would rise and rise above the fabric covering. That's what this it describes. That he would take the water, the shokimaya of the roma bekuva ad mole bekuva until the kuva the receptacle filled up. The solik chamra iluya parvanka, and the wine that we'll call the diluted wine rose above the level of the fabric covering. Vishasi, and then this creature drank from that. So what do we see from here? That snakes will drink from diluted wine. Amri, so the Gemara answers, the mozig ihu shasi. That which the snake himself dilutes, as was the case in this story, because the snake was seen adding water to the receptacle, so he was diluting the wine, so the snake will drink from something that it itself dilutes. The mezigi achrini lo shasi, however, wine that is diluted by others, the snake won't drink from it. Amar Ravashi, vitema Rav Mishashia. piruka l'sakanta? You read that with wonderment. Is he trying to give answers for something that otherwise is classified as dangerous? In other words, we see that we're trying to find ways to rationalize or explain why this wine should be okay, why diluted wine should be okay. But what's intimated in this question is, once there's any element of suspicion that it might drink from it, it should be forbidden. Amar Rava Hilchasa Yayin Mozug Yesh Bo Mishum Gilui. The diluted wine is considered problematic if it's left exposed. V'yesh bo mishum yayin esech. Diluted wine also is subject to being used in the worship of idols. Yayin mevushal ein bo mishum gilui. V'ein bo mishum yayin esech. If you have cooked wine, then there's no problem of gilui, and there's no problem of it having been used in the service of an avodah zarah. Shame de Rav Chilkia Bartuvi, Igui Le Hahu Kista de Maya. This gentleman, the servant of Rav Chilkia, had left exposed a kista, is a certain amount, kista de Maya. It's a certain amount of water. Vavanayim Gabo, and he was dozing off by this receptacle of water. Also Le Gabe de Rav Chilkia Bartuvi. The question of Gilui came to Rav Chukia. Amale, Hare Omru, Emas Yoshein Alehem. It has already been said that the fear of the sleeping is upon them, so that the creature would not have come close to drink from it. Because we mentioned in the story that he fell asleep next to this receptacle of wine. Vahani Mili Vimoma. This is true regarding the daylight hours. Avo Belele Alo. But we're not going to rely on Emas Yoshin Aleim with regard to the night. Velohi, this the Gemara rejects. Lo Shnovim Lo Shnov Aleila. Makes no difference whether it's by day or by night. Emas Yoshin Aleihem Lo Amrinan. The idea of the fear of the sleeping will keep them away. We do not accept. Therefore, the fact that he was sleeping next to it is not going to be a source for our allowing a leniency. As we continue, we see a new geometric form. We have a diamond with colored in tips. However, as you see the two diamonds, the tips are colored in at different points. At the outside margin, we have a Nosei Mivne heading, a topic heading with a structural note. Shtei Lishonos, two versions of what we're about to see. Machlokes Rav Ushmuel, Be'inyan Gilui, Bimayim, two issues concerning the exposure of water. We've spoken about the wine being left exposed and the fear that a snake may have drunk from it. Here we'll talk about water having been left exposed with the same fear. Shel Almonos and Goyim. We have two issues, one concerning water owned by a widow and the other by Gentiles. Turning to the Gemara, Rav Loi Shosi Mibe Armo. Rav would not drink from the house of a goy, of a Gentile. Why would he not drink? Omar Lo Zahiri Begili. They are not careful with regard to leaving things exposed. They will leave things exposed, and the fear of the snake drinking from it arises. Mibe Armalta, with regard to the liquid owned by a widow, a Jewish widow woman, Shasi. Rav would drink from that. Omar, figuring, he said, Sircha de Gavra Nikita. She would continue the custom of her husband. Shmuel, Lo Shosi Mayo Mibe Armalta. Shmuel would not drink the water from a house, from the ownership of an almon, of a widow woman. Notice, of course, how this is the difference. This is a point of difference with Rav. Rav allowed himself to drink from the almona's water. Here, Shmuel would not. Omar, and he would explain, Les lo emsa de gavra velo michsaya maya. She doesn't have the fear of her husband catching her, leaving it exposed, and therefore will not cover her water. Avol mibei armo shosi. Shmuel, again, unlike Rav, Shmuel would drink the exposed water from a Gentile. Nehi de'aglui lo kapti. Granted that they are not careful with regard to halachas concerning exposure, being left exposed. However, there's another motivation for them to cover their water. Aman kerusa mio kapti. Aman kerusa has to do with cleanliness. They would cover the receptacles of water so that debris would not fall in it. And that would be effective also in keeping away the serpent. Iko diamri, another version. As we mentioned before, this machlokis, Rav and Shmuel, would be presented in two versions. Iko diamri, Rav lo shosi mayo mibei armo, avol mibei armalto shosi. As far as Rav's position is concerned, there's no difference between what we see here and Rav in the first Lashon. Shmuel, on the other hand, lo shosi maya, loi mibei armo, velo mibei armalta. We've dashed underlined the point of difference in the two versions. This version has Shmuel forbidding the drinking of water from the Gentile as well as from the Amona. Whereas in the first Lashon, he allowed himself to drink water from the Gentile. According to the second Lashon, no. We have a new geometric form, a bow tie. This is explained in the outside margin, the Mivneh. Shalosh Rishimois Be'inyonim Hakshurim L'mashkos. Three lists. We will see on Amud Beis as well, more lists of liquids are featured. The first, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shalosh Yenos Hain. There are three categories of wine. The Ein Bohem Mishum Gili. Within these three categories, there is no problem of it being exposed. In other words, in general, we say that wine left exposed presents a problem, a danger. Not in the case of these three. Ve'elu Hain. Chad Mor Mosoik. Chad equals Tilo Harifa. Dematri Ziki. Let's glance at Rashi. Tili Harifa. Min yayin chozok, a type of very strong wine. Ve'ein tam lo toiv u'mosok, doesn't have a good and sweet taste. Elo kechoimetz, it has a sharpness that is characteristic of vinegar. U'mitoch choskoi ein nochosh shoseu, and because of its intense its strength, a serpent would not drink from it. The Gemara describes this tiloch harifa as being so intense in its taste that it's the matsri ziki, it is capable of cracking skin bottles, leather bottles that would have held this substance. More, that's the second type of wine, is yarnica, a very bad quality, bad and bitter wine. Mosoik is chulia. Rashi explains chulia is mosoik. Machmas Hashemesh b'sochan ovim. Its sweetness is a result of the sun beating down on the grapes, and it's considered an undesirable type of sweetness or undesirable type of wine. Rav Chamo Masni Le'iluya. Rav Chamo features these three wines that we said are Ein Bo Mishum Gilui, but they're all, each one is a positive in nature. Chad is chamar upilpilin. It's a mixture of wine and pilpil and pepper. Mor is afsintin. Rashi, in dealing with afsintin, gives you a French word. Mosoik is mei barg. This is a very high quality type of beverage. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, karaino ein bo mishum giloi. My karino. What's karino? You just said that karino is not posed with a problem if left exposed. But what is karina? Omar Rabbi Avo, chamro chalya deosi me'asya. It's a chamro is wine, chalya is sweet, a sweet wine that comes from the region called Asya. Omar Rava uvemekoimoi yeshbo mishum gilui. This sweet wine in Asya itself is subject to the danger of gilui, of that which is left exposed. My taimo. Why in its own region, in its where it comes from, is there a problem? Chamar medina hu. It's a popular public beverage, and by virtue of the fact that it's chamar medina, it's a popular public beverage. The snakes there are accustomed to it. Omar Rava. Hai chamro de akrim. We've double underlined Rava, as we've indicated in our Mivneh heading, to contrast him with another Shita that will appear on the second line from the top of Amid Beis, the opinion of the Nahar Doi. So Rava says, "Hai chamro de akrim." This is a reference to a very sour type of wine. Rashi says, "An akrim hichmitz velo choymitz hogun." It went sour, but it doesn't create good vinegar. So chamro de akrim ad tlosa yomi yesh bo mishum gilui. Within the 3 days that it's going bad, it is not subject to gilui. Yeshbo mishum there. It is subject to gilui, namely, it would be forbidden if it's left exposed. Umishum yayin nesech. This chamro the akrim within 3 days also will be ruined if an idol worshiper touches it. Mikan veelech. Beyond that time, Rashi says, Mikan veelech. Miskalkel harbe ve'ein bo mishum gilui. More than 3 days of it being in this sour state, it gets very bad, and as a result of that, the Gemara continues, ein bo mishum gilui, ve'ein bo mishum yayin esech. Because it's so bad, so even the snake wouldn't drink from it, and the idol worshippers would not use it in service of their idols. Unahardoi amri, afilu lebosar tlosa yoimi, Nardoi are more restrictive and said even after 3 days one has to concern himself with the possibility of it if it were left exposed as being unfit for drinking. My taimo. Why is this? So zimnin mikri shasi. Sometimes the snake will drink even from stuff that's been going sour more than 3 days. Tonu rabbanan yayin toiseis ein bo mishum gilui. Rashi on the top says yayin toiseis yayin chodosh migito, wine, newly produced wine in its vat, ad shehu machmitz lios yayin, before it ferments to become wine, kori le toiseis. It gets this term toiseis, so it's wine before it ferments. The source says that yayin toseis ein bo mishum gilui. The kamotzi sa. So how long is the process during which it starts to ferment? Gimel yomim, 3 days. Hashachlayim ein bohem mishum gilui. Shachlayim is also something that the source says is not going to be a problem if left exposed. Uvnei goylo nagu bohen iser. However, the Bnei Gola, the residents of the Gola, of the diaspora, would refuse to use the shachlayim that were left exposed. V'lo amoran el de les behu chola. The restriction is true only if there's no vinegar in it. Aval is behu chola, if there is vinegar added to it. migri bahu. The vinegar will irritate the teeth of the serpent, and hence it would not drink from it. If we look at the Rashi, migri bahu, hachoimetz mizgara v'nilcham b'cheichon shel nechoshim v'ein shosin bo mimeno. The chometz would have a deterring effect on the snakes, and they wouldn't come to drink from it. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a new geometric form. We see a diamond used. The diamond is one of our series indicators. So on the outside margin, we have the diamond that says there dvorim she'ein bohen gilui, things that gilui does not affect. Kusa chabavli ein bo mishum gilui. The kusa chabavli is a type of dish that's very sharp, like vinegar. So kusa chabavli has no gilui problem. Uvnei goylo noagu bo iser. But people of the diaspora, nevertheless, if the kusa chabavli was left exposed, they would not consume it. Omer Rav Menashe, I is be nekuri chayshinon. If you have in this kusa chabavli called pecking marks. Nekuri are little spaces in which some of the substance has been extracted. So if it has, even though we saw a ruling that kusa chabavli is not a problem if left uncovered, the problem of gilui does not restrict kusa chabavli. So Rav Menashe says that if there are pecking marks in it, then chayshinon, we are choshish, we will forbid it. Omar of Chiyo bar Ashi, Omar Shmuel, mei tif tif, ein bo mishum gilui. Omar of Ashi, v'hu de'ovid tif lahadi tif tif. If you have a receptacle in which there is a liquid, and there's a dripping action taking place, dripping into the liquid that's there in the receptacle. So Rav Ashi points out that the description of the dripping prevents it from becoming gilui is provided that it's a rapid dripping, drip after drip. The Rashi points out that by hearing the dripping, the nochash thinks it's someone and will stay away. Omar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, turning back to the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, pi te'eno ein bo mishum gilui. This is a situation where figs, when harvested, or when harvested from their trees, their stem will stay on the tree, and the fruit is exposed. The fruit has on it a little opening that opens into its interior, where the stem used to be attached. So that's what pi te'eno is. Pi te'eno ein bo mishum gilui. If one had a fig lying around with its stem removed, there would be no fear of a snake having drank from it. Kiman, who is this based on? Kihai tana desanya, the following source: Rabbi Elazar Omer, Oichel Adam Anovim Uteinim Balayla Veino Choshesh Mishum Shnemar Shemir Bzoim Hashem. This source is telling us that one is allowed to eat figs even at night and doesn't have to worry about anything, because the pasuk says that the Almighty watches over the fools. Omar of Safra Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Doroma. Shlosha mine erisein, the three types of venom. Shel bochur, if it's venom from a young snake, shokea, it will sink to the bottom of wherever it's located. Shel benoni mifapea, benoni age serpents, so the venom there is mifapea. The expression mifapea is, Rashi says, is beintayim. It's not at the bottom, nor is it at the top. It's somewhere in the middle. The shell zokain, if you're dealing with the venom of an old snake, suf, it will float to the top. The memo de kama de koshish chele, are you suggesting that the older the creature is, the weaker its strength. Kochus chayli, its strength weakens. What motivates this question seems to be that it said that in his list of three things that the zokain venom didn't have the power to go into the depths of the barrel, and rather it floats at the top, indicating that somehow that by getting older one loses strength. So the Gemara asks, this is a question. L'meimra, are you suggesting the Kama de Koshish that the older it is, Kochush Chele, it's weaker, V'atanya? We have the following source. Shloisha Kolzman, Shemazkinim, Vuro, Misvasis Bohen. There are three that as they age, there is increased strength. What are the three things? Elohein, dog, Nochosh, V'chazir. We've dashed underlined the word Nochosh. Nochosh being the main point of this little discussion. We see that Nochosh, as it ages, it gets stronger. So that would bring into question, why does the venom of the Zokain float at the top? So the Gemara answers, Koyach Osofi Huda Komoisif Ziare Kolish. The creature itself increases its strength. However, the venom itself, zihare, the venom itself, becomes weaker. Shel bachur shokea. This we saw, that the venom of a young serpent sinks to the bottom. Lamai hilchasa. For what practical benefit is this to me? Desanya, the following source. In the following source, we'll see the issue of venom that sinks to the bottom of wherever it is, and the problem that could arise. So we have a source, Chovis Shinizgala. We've also used a double underline, as we've indicated on the side. Shtei Dugmois Shel Eres Shokea. Two examples of sinking venom. So the source says a Chovis Shinizgala. This is a barrel that was left, a barrel of beverage that was left exposed. Alpha Pisha Shosu Mimeno Tisha, even though 9 people drank from it, Velo Meso, and they didn't die. Lo Yishta Mimeno Asiri, a 10th person should not come to drink from it. Even though there's such precedent, 9 people drank and nothing happened to them. Maisa Hoya Shoshosu Mimeno Tisha, Velo Mohu, Velo Meso, there was a story where 9 drank and they didn't die. Veshosa Asiriu Mace, and the 10th guy drank from it and died. Omar of Yirmiyah, Zehu Shokea. This story illustrates what Shokea is. What happened? They were drinking and drinking, 9 of them drinking, leaving a residual amount of the beverage at the lower part of the barrel. So that when the 10th guy came along, he was drinking the part of the liquid in which the venom was found. And you'll ask, why did the venom go to the bottom of the barrel? Because of what we suggested, because it's shel bochur shokea, it sinks to the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, in hearing this story, says, Zehu shokea, that's what was meant by shokea. V'chein, avatiach shinizgalta, avatiach, some type of vegetation, some type of vegetable or consumer product that was left exposed. So even if you have 9 people that ate from it and they did not die, lo yochal mimeno asiri, the 10th person should not eat from that avatiach that was left exposed. A certain story took place where 9 ate from an exposed avatiach and they didn't die, and the 10th guy ate and he died. Omar Rebbe, Zehu Shokea. What this source indicates is is what we call Shokea. Tona Rabbonan. We have another Tanaic source. Mayim Shinizgalu Hareze Lo Yishbuchem Bereshus Rabim. Water that was left exposed, one should not pour it into a public thoroughfare. Rashi says that if there's a fear that a barefoot man might walk over it, and the water with the venom in it would then be caught between his toes, And the feeling is that once a little bit gets in, it sort of allows a lot more to follow in into his body. So the source is warning against spilling the gilui, the water that got exposed, into a public thoroughfare. Velo yarbitz bohen esabayas. One should not use it to. Yarbitz is a process of scattering liquid or distributing liquid over a floor area, and that keeps the dirt or the offer from arising. So the source is telling us that you're not supposed to use mayim shenizgalu for harbotza or yarbitz purposes. Below yigabel b'hen esatit, one shouldn't prepare with the water that was left exposed. He should not prepare with it tit mortar. Below yashke b'hen lo behemto, below behemas chavero, below yuchatz b'hen ponavero raglov. He shouldn't offer it as a drink to his for his animal, nor for his to his friend's animal, and he shouldn't bathe with it. He shouldn't wash his face, hands, and feet. Achirim omer mokom shiyesh sirta aser ve'ein sirta muter. If you're dealing with something on the body that has a scratch, then he cannot use the mayim, the water that was left unexposed by the Gentile. However, if the skin surface is smooth, then there would be no iser. Rashi points out on the Dibor Masel Sirta, Sedek She'eres Mis'akev Shom, a seres, a scratch, that the eres, the venom, might stay there, might be delayed over that spot on his body. The Eno Nofel Maher, the Nokev Habosar. And since it's caught in a crack in the skin, it won't fall away from his body, and eventually it will burn its way into his body. The Gemara asks, Achirim Hainu Tanakama. In this source, we've underlined just a line ago the Achirim, their position. Their position seems to be the same as the Tanakama. The Rashi explains, Hainu Tanakama, Deho Ponim Yad Varegel Yesh Shom Psochim Ustokim. These different appendages, the hand, the leg, they have openings and cracks in them. Kemo Bein Etzba La Etzba, like the space between toes. Ubesoch Hakaf Yesh Sudokim, and within the within one's hand there are also depressions or cracks. For oizen, vasfotayim, the ear and the lips, all present situations of a type of opening into the body. Hence, the Tanakama and the Achirim seem to be saying the same thing. The Tanakama said one should not wash his face, hands, or feet. And we just saw in the Rashi that those parts of the body can be described as something that has a sirta, a scratch in it. But we're not talking about a literal scratch, but we are talking about different parts of the body where there are depressions or wrinkles or openings where the eres could end up sitting for a while and then burning its way into the body. So are they not saying the same thing, the Achirim, which was the last shita in the Tanakama? Iko binayu, there is a point of difference. Gav hayad v'gav haregel v'rumne d'api. The back of a hand and the top of a foot and the forehead area. That's the rumen diapi. Why? Well, these Rashi explains rumen diapi. He says shelponim asher etzel ho'ayin ve'ein shom sedek. It's a part of the body. The forehead is very smooth. It doesn't have cracks in it. And as a result of that, the Achirim would matir that. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Mar, Lo Yashke Mehen, Lo Behemta, Lo Behemas Chavero. One is not allowed to use water that became exposed for the purposes of feeding the, giving to drink to his own animal, nor giving to drink the Behemas Chavero, your friend's animal. But we have a source that says that one can feed his own animal with the exposed water. The source that says you can mashke your own animal, there it's talking about a shunra, sometimes translated as a cat. The point is that this shunra is a type of creature that's not affected by the eres. If you're talking about a shunra that's not affected, why do you focus on only behemas atzmo? Couldn't behemas chavero also be taught? And the source would not say lo yashk mehen the behemas chavero. Rather, you could give it because we're talking about a cat. So the Gemara says no, to give it to behemas chavero, and what we're inserting cat is not allowed. The chavrei kochish, the friend's cat will become weakened if he drinks from it. Well, didei nami kochish, his own cat also will become weakened. The Gemara answers hodar bori, but his own cat will get better. The chavrei nami hodar bori, the friend's cat will also get better. So why do you say that I can't feed it the mayim megulim, the exposed water? So the Gemara answers after reading the question, which we'll read again, is ihachi de chavrei nami. The Gemara answers the chavrei kochish, the friend's cat will become weak, and therefore the heter is only giving one's own cat to drink the exposed water and not chavero, because by chavero it'll become weak. So the Gemara answers, well, didei nami kochish, his own cat will also become weak, and yet we seem to be allowing that. So the Gemara answers, hodar bori, it'll get better. Well, the chavrei nami hodar bori, so the friend's cat, if it drinks from the exposed water, will also get better. So why does it say that lo yashke mehen, lo behemas chavero? If the behemas is referring to a cat, you're going to be hurting it. So the Gemara says zimnin deboi lizvuna umafsid le minei. Let's read this Gemara again, third line from the bottom. We said in the with regard to one's own cat, we said hodar bori, and that's why it's allowed to be given to drink from the exposed water. Well, the chavrei nami hodar bori, is it not so that one's the friend's cat will also get better? So why is there a restriction? So the Gemara answers, the reason there's a restriction of giving to drink the friend's cat is zimnin deboi lizvuna. There are times that a person will want to sell it, umafsid leimine, because I gave it to drink and it became weak temporarily. The customer won't be interested in buying it. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.